Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you, as always, for making us a part of your day. This final stretch before Christmas, December 22nd. Tomorrow's Festivus. We'll be talking about that later in the show. I should have started the show off with this. I should have said something to Howard about this. How about the Sabres last night? After giving up 9 goals to a subpar Columbus Blue Jackets team, the Buffalo Sabres looked like a completely different team at the arena last night. Back and forth first period, and then kind of pulling away, putting 9 goals on the dreaded Toronto Maple Leafs. I thought that was fun to watch. And you always like beating the Leafs because the building's always full of Leaf fans. So always nice to see the Leaf fans leaving early. And hey, you know, just when you think you're done with this Sabres team, you're right back. I mean, as soon as you think, all right, they gave up 9 goals, I'm done, they score 9 goals. I'm telling you guys, it's very much, now again, it was earlier in the season when they lost 10-4 to Ottawa the year after the lockout in 2000, the first lockout, the lockout of 04-05. They lost to the Senators 10-4 in November of 05. Again, we're a little later in the season, have a few more losses, but you know, as soon as you think they're done, they show a good sign of life yesterday and hopefully can get a win in New York at Madison Square Garden tomorrow before the Christmas break. 803-0930, star 930. Christmas shopping. I know some of you are out there doing your last-minute Christmas shopping, and you're not admitting it to me. I'm very unhappy. 803-0930, star 930. What annoys you about Christmas shopping? What are you seeing out there? What is the Western New York in-demand Christmas gift? Is it still the Bills, or is it something else? And stocking stuffer ideas, because I need some stocking stuffer ideas. Jen in Hamburg. Jen, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, we, as growing up, we always loved the stockings as kids, almost more than anything under the tree. So as we get older, what I found with you and your wife is, now you're going to have to start traditions with your son on what type of things put in stockings. We, as a kid, we always used to we got those Lifesaver books. And to this day, we still give each other those Lifesaver books because we got those as a kid in our stockings and we thought they were the best things.
Now, explain the Lifesaver book.
If you go to any drugstore and grocery store, usually they have them. Now they even have the gummy ones, but they were a book. And in the book, they had rolls of Lifesavers on each side. Now, back in the day, they used to have the good Lifesavers, like the butter rum and the window green and the pepper and the cherry. They had a variety. Now, I think they just put in the hard candy Lifesaver book, they just put the regular, you know, the fruit flavors, the variety fruit flavors. They don't do the butter rum and the window green. But when we were growing up as a kid, and they had the different, you know, rolls of different flavors, like the butter rum and wintergreen. And they were in a book, and you opened up this book, and on each side there were like 4 or 5 rolls of the Lifesaver candies. Now they do those with the gummy ones, too. It's a book, and you open it up, and you get the gummies on ones on each side. And they have the hard ones, too, but they just don't have the same flavors. But you got to do that with your little guy. You're going to have to start something in the stockings that's like a tradition that when you grow up and you're, you know, in your 40s or whatever, you remember that's what you always put in your stocking, and you still do it even though you're not a kid anymore.
I love that. You know, it's funny you talk about different Lifesaver flavors, because all I can think of are the are what you get now with Lifesavers. I mean, I think Lifesavers are very underrated. But when I think Lifesavers, I just think of the fruity flavors that you get now.
Yeah. Now that and back in the day, like I said, and you could still at Tops will have the classic candy. I think they have a classic candy section in Tops, and you can get those butter rum ones or the wintergreen, which are my mom's. You know, my mom's 77, and those are her favorite Lifesavers, are the wintergreen. But you can still get those now. But what I want to tell you about as a grown up stocking stuffers, what I think is an awesome stocking stuffers, because I utilize this stuff all the time. We stuff it with stuff that we use every day. So, you know, you put your mouthwash, you buy them what type of toothpaste they got, you buy them their toothbrushes, you buy them, you know, their deodorant, their Q-tips, all that stuff. I tell you, I get all of that in my stocking for Christmas. I put it and store it away. I don't have to buy that crap all year long, and that stuff's expensive. Now, especially nowadays, that stuff adds up, you know, $8 for a tube of toothpaste or whatever, you know.
That's right. And if you like the name brand body wash, you could be paying $25 a bottle.
Exactly. So I put that, the body wash is a perfect example. My one sister uses hairspray, so I put that in there, or her shampoo that she likes. So we put stuff in that you use that you don't want to spend, and adds up on your grocery bill weekly. And, you know, you stock it up and you're set for a few months into the new year and you're not spending money on that stuff.
I love it, Jen. I love the idea of these lifesaver books. I'm going to have to look more into this. I love that idea. Hey, Jen, thank you for the call and thank you for listening. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
You too, Joe. You too.
Thank you. That's Jen in Hamburg. I like the idea also of body wash and, you know, stuff that you use every day. You save that stuff up because, yeah, that stuff can add up. She actually gave me an idea for a topic I might do in the bottom of the hour here. But Fred is in Lancaster, wants to comment on the Sabres. Hey, Fred.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone can get excited over the Sabres. Over the last 1,486 games, that's 17.9 seasons, there's only one team that's worse than the Sabres. And you probably know that, right?
Who is it?
Coyotes.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Coyotes.
Coyotes.
And they were an expansion team. So how anyone could get excited over their failures over these past 20 years, it's a coin flip to make the playoffs in hockey. They can't even win one coin flip in 12 years.
You know, Fred,
they're trying to lose.
And I think a lot of people share that, but you know, and this is probably because you're putting it into great perspective. It's been 12 years. I mean, I was a senior in high school. A senior in college last time they went to the playoffs. But when they did make those playoff runs, how fun those playoff runs are, Fred. And I'm yearning for that feeling again, but you do bring up a pretty fair point.
Yeah, 50% of the teams make the playoffs. They can't even fall in 50%. I'll tell you why. You know where we are in salaries? There's only one team that has more salary cap money than us, and that's Arizona Coyotes. We're the worst. We're $50 million under the cap.
Yeah.
All they got to do is spend half of that, and they can make the playoffs. They don't even want to spend half of the $50 million to make a playoff run. Why would you even support that?
Yeah, well, I mean, Fred, I try to do everything I can to support Buffalo, but you know, I think a lot more stuff, and Brian's brought this up, a lot more stuff could have been done this year in the offseason after the promising end of the season they had last year. But when they put 9 goals on the Maple Leafs, you got to feel a little good about that.
How about when they lost to the Coyotes? Where they got 9 goals dropped on them by the Blue Jackets.
Yeah.
They're horrible. It's one of the worst franchises ever in sports. And yeah. if this ownership goes that way with the Bills, I'll check out on them too.
Well, it looks like the Bills right now are on the right path. But Fred, I think you voice a lot of frustration in the community, and I appreciate the call, Fred in Lancaster. You know, again, it's believe me, it's been tough, right? I mean, let's put it in Fred's put it in a very fair perspective. It has been since I was a senior in college that they made that amazing run. If you remember, they beat the Flyers second to last game of the season, went to Columbus for a meaningless game, and it was full of Sabres fans. And then they checked out first round of the playoffs. It does seem like there have been just a few turns that didn't go right for them in the last decade plus. But, you know, I support Buffalo. I support the Buffalo brand. I love the fact that we have the Sabres. I love the fact that we have the Bills. I still believe that, you know, the turnaround can happen. I mean, obviously. Fred, I hope you're still listening, because here's the thing. I mean, it took from when I was in fifth grade The Bills made their last playoff appearance until I was far removed from schooling, right? But I believed every season. I had season tickets. I went to the games, right? I bought my Bills merch. I bought my Bills. They, you know, they lose 41-3 to the Saints. I'm still there the next week. They get blown out of the water by the Bears. I'm still there the next week. You know what I mean? Like, so I've done this. I've been on this track with the Bills. I just have that feeling that, okay, yeah, we saw the Bills make a few wrong turns in their decades plus of not going to the playoffs. But when they finally made that right turn, it has paid off. Playoff appearance after playoff appearance after playoff appearance. Now, again, then you have people that get so comfortable with the playoffs, like, well, why aren't they going to the conference championship? Why aren't they going to the Super Bowl? And all fair questions. But eventually, in my opinion, the right turn will be taken. And, you know, I do think you have talent on this Sabres team. You definitely have talent. Obviously, if you look at the games that they underperform, they are lacking somewhere. But they have the talent. They can put 9 goals on the Leafs. I'm always going to be a believer. I'm always going to be the biggest fan in the building. I'm always going to be the person rooting on the Buffalo teams. But yes, it gets frustrating. We lived it with the Bills. Unfortunately, we're living it with the Sabres now. But I will always support. I mean, I live frustration with the New York Mets as well. You know what I mean? I mean, you talk about spending money. The New York Mets were one of the highest paid teams last year. Couldn't make the playoffs. The top 3 salaries in the MLB didn't make the playoffs. So I live frustration with my sports teams. And then we don't even have to get into Virginia Tech, right? But I'm still going to be there supporting them, right? And that's the case with the Mets. That's the case with the Sabres. And that's definitely the case with the Buffalo Bills. So, but I understand Fred's frustration, and I do appreciate him calling in. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show if you want to chime in on anything that we brought up. Maybe you want to talk along the lines of what Fred was saying, and I will not turn that down because, hey, I can get frustration. I can totally understand frustration, especially with sports teams. I think we've all lived it being in Buffalo, but you still got to believe. I mean, to go into the meaning of the season, believe, which is that good song from the Polar Express. I meant to say this yesterday, and this is not going to go over well. I think the Polar Express is an overrated movie. I know there's people that love it, and it's got the meaning and stuff, but it's got that great Josh Groban song. But I think the movie itself is overrated. I love Tom Hanks. Nothing against Tom Hanks. I think the Polar Express is a little overrated. I'm just not the biggest fan. Like, if you say, Joe, we can watch the Polar Express or the Santa Claus 3, which I think is the worst of the Santa Claus movies, I'm probably picking Santa Claus 3 over Polar Express. I just never... It was never my thing. I'm sorry. You know, again, I understand it's a classic. And I'm not one of these people because I don't like the movie. It's not a classic. A Christmas Story is a classic. It's just not one of my favorite movies. But I understand. I recognize it's a classic. I recognize that it's a loved movie. That the house from the movie is a tourist attraction. I understand that. I'm not an idiot on this. But it's just not my cup of tea. Same with the Polar Express. I understand it's a classic. It'll be watched for the for generations. It's just not my go-to movie. But I still stand by the statement that nothing in the last decade will be viewed as a classic in 20 years. I think I will say that. And in 20 years, hopefully I'm still employed in radio and we can come back and see if I was right or wrong. And Tanner will play the clip for me. But I just don't see anything that's been made movie-wise over the last 20 years, or over the last 10 years, to be a classic like movies from the last 50 or 60 years. Sorry, that was off topic, but it's just something that came to mind. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the phone. Okay, so we're talking about Christmas shopping. Where are you in your Christmas shopping? What is the in-demand gift? I've been asking what's the in-demand gift in Buffalo. How about overall? What is the in-demand gift this year? Because I don't feel like I know what is the most wanted item this year. I feel like usually you know that, right? It's like a feature. This is the hot, you know. I mean, it's not the Tesla Cybertruck. Is it e-bikes? I was at Best Buy yesterday, and I saw the e-bikes on display. Is that really getting to be that popular? Is that a high-in-demand Christmas gift? I don't know. I feel like I'm out of touch with stuff like this, right? Now, I was talking about this yesterday. I, a year or so ago, still knew all the top songs. I could tell you, you know, I could tell you everything about the top 40 songs of the year. I look at the top 40 songs of 2023, and except for the country hits, because I still listen to current country music, I couldn't tell you any of those songs. I feel like in the last year, I have just completely fallen out of loop with pop culture. And like that used to be my thing. When I was David's producer, I used to do a segment on pop culture. I feel like over the last year, I am just not as in tune. Like I feel like if I go listen to Kiss 98.5, I won't know the music. And a year ago, I would not say that. It's funny how it seems like the last year. Is it when you hit 35? Is it an age thing? I feel like I have just completely fallen out of the loop of pop culture. Something that I could go on for 4 hours talking about. Now, again, the country music. Yeah, I can tell you all that because I still listen to country music. Right? It's one of the three different types of music I'll listen to in my car. Country music, classic rock. Anything that was big when I was younger, right? I mean, I love stuff from the 90s and the early 2000s and the 80s, stuff from before. But I think 80s now is considered classic rock. I'm sorry if that makes you feel old, but I mean, classic rock does have to adapt with time, right? So, I mean, Def Leppard is classic rock now, correct? So I think, you know, country music, I'll probably always be on top. You know, I'll always know that. I'll always know those songs. But yeah, the other top 40 songs, I was really surprised when I looked at that list and said, not only do I not know most of these songs, I don't know most of these artists. And again, like a year ago, that was not the case. It's just funny how quickly time has changed. In 1 year, I just feel old looking at the look back list. But also, I feel like another thing was we always knew what the in-demand gift was. And maybe it's just different things now, right? People have different things on their list. Some people might have an item. Other people might have a subscription. I mean, have you noticed, and this is what I want to get into the next segment. Have you noticed the amount of subscriptions there are out there? I mean, it used to be in the old days, if I asked if you had any subscriptions, most people would think I'm talking about magazines. Now, if I say, do you have any subscriptions? Almost no one's talking about magazines. I mean, you have food subscriptions, cologne subscriptions, watch subscriptions. There's all different kinds of subscriptions, all different kinds of clothes subscriptions. There's subscriptions where every month you get a different outfit in the mail. And I know a lot of these things are probably gifted up for the holidays, but I don't know. I was scrolling Twitter as I usually do, and I saw an advertisement for a cologne subscription. And I'm like, is there anything out there that there's not a monthly subscription for? There's a dog treat subscription. Jelly of the month, as we know. Clark Griswold got that as his company bonus. 803-0930, star 930. So I'm asking about your Christmas shopping. Where are you? What's the in-demand gift this year? Locally, is it still the Bills? Is that still the most in-demand gift? If not, what am I missing out on? And what do you subscribe to? Do you have a monthly subscription that comes to the house? What is it? Or a weekly subscription. You know, some of those food, those meal plans that you can get mailed every week to the house that has everything perfectly measured out for you to cook. I feel like there's one for every type of item out there. 803-0930, star 930. I mean, is there like a caviar of the month subscription for rich people? Let me know. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bowerly back after this.
Special about this time of year. Christmas feelings everywhere. Just got home to enjoy you. My love, friends are reunited. One big family filled with love to last throughout the year. Christmas time, time to share our love.
Great song. Welcome back.
You and me together.
Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly. I don't care what anyone says. Backstreet Boys, they should have had a Christmas album 20 years before they put one out. But we're back. It's Beamer in for Bowerly. Thankful for your ears this afternoon. I know a lot of people off of work, a lot of people out shopping, getting ready for the festivities of the weekend. A lot of people throwing holiday parties tomorrow for the Bills game. I think that's pretty interesting. And then Sunday, you have your Christmas Eve parties. It's my favorite day of the year. Christmas Eve is, in my opinion, the best day of the year, right? I mean, Christmas is great for the kids. Christmas is great, but Christmas Eve, it's, you know, still got the magic of Christmas the next day. It's, you know, because Christmas is it's the buildup, right? Christmas is the day. That's what this is all about, is Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve is like the final day before the day. It's just there's some feeling about Christmas Eve that I can't explain, but I love it. I try to take full advantage of Christmas Eve. By the way, if you missed any of our revisit of the Blizzard of 22 with Pasquale Maggiore and Jimmy Love, James Taliano was in studio, and Max Ferry and Tom Puckett and Dick Bowerly. If you missed any of that, we're replaying that Sunday at 10 when you usually would hear Hardline. We're going to replay those 2 hours from yesterday's show, so hopefully you can tune in for that. Hardline will be back the first Sunday of 2024. I'm not sure what we'll do on New Year's Eve. I have a week to decide that. But there will be some programming on New Year's Eve on Hardline. But this week, it'll be a revisit of the Blizzard of 2023, which a year ago tomorrow was the day it started. I think I had my dates mixed up. No, it was a year ago tomorrow, driving into work. It was a Friday. Yeah. And we will replay that on Sunday at 10 o'clock. So if you missed it yesterday, make sure to tune in or go on the Odyssey app and listen right now. Or, you know, after we're done here, of course. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show if you want to talk about what we've been talking about, holiday shopping, the in-demand gifts. And now I'm asking you about subscriptions, because there is seemingly a subscription for everything. You have, and I've got the best subscription gifts that will arrive in time for Christmas. That's probably not accurate on the 22nd. This is an old article. But these subscription boxes that come in every month. You've got BarkBox, which is, you know, dog treats and toys. You get one, you know, you get a box of this stuff every month. My wife and I actually did this for a few months, and then we realized that our dog had way too many toys, because you were getting a toy every month. And, you know, yeah, the treats and stuff were nice, but you were getting a toy every month. We were running out of space for the dog toy. No offense to Tucker, but he only needs so many toys. But BarkBox is one. You've got HelloFresh, which is a weekly, you know, food. Everything is perfectly measured, and you get all the ingredients that you need to make a meal. You've got Watch Gang, which is a new watch every month. You've got the cologne, which is, you know, a fancy, high-end 30-day sampling of cologne every month. I mean, you've got a subscription for almost everything. And that's not even including the subscriptions you have on TV, right? You have your Netflix, your Hulu, your ESPN Plus, your Disney Plus, your Paramount Plus, your HBO Max. I mean, it just seems like there are so many excuses to have a monthly payment nowadays, right? You have your music subscription. Used to be that we would buy CDs and cassette tapes and records and all this stuff. And now, well, we'll just stream all of our music and we'll pay a monthly fee to have access to all this music. It seems like that's we're listening and watching streaming more than depending on the physical copy. But if you've noticed with streaming services, you know, streaming TV services, something's not always going to be on that one service, right? You might think you have a movie. Oh, I have such and such. Come on over and watch it. And then you go to that app, and they have lost the rights to that movie. It's on something else that you don't have, and you've already asked someone to come over, so you're not going to embarrass yourself. You're going to go pay the $15 to have access to that streaming service. You know, I love the show Boston Legal. Now, there are times where the politics in Boston Legal, are not in my court, but I think the show overall is a good show. It mixes drama with comedy, and I like that. Well, it was on one streaming platform, and at the end of the year, it's falling off that streaming platform and going somewhere else. Now, I used to have all 5 seasons of Boston Legal on DVD. Over the years, here's something you're going to learn about me. Me moving, something will be lost. I lost my Nintendo Wii on the move from Amherst to Orchard Park. I lost my DVDs of Seinfeld and Boston Legal on the move from Madai College to home, back to Madai College, back to home, back to the house I lived at my senior year, back to home, to numerous apartments. I've lost all these DVDs. It was nice to have this stuff on demand. Now, I don't know where Boston... Now, maybe it will go to something I already own, but as I've mentioned, my wife and I, if we're not using a streaming service, we will stop paying it. You know, we won't pay it for that 1 month. We'll unsubscribe because I don't want to pay for something that I'm not using. You know what I mean? And that's been a way to kind of keep costs down. So currently, we're not using HBO Max. We're not paying for HBO Max, right? After the football season, we might get rid of Peacock for a few months. Now, that's only $5, but $5 is $5. Paramount Plus, we seemingly are using a lot. My parents use it, so we'll keep that. Disney Plus is linked in with Hulu and ESPN Plus, so we're not getting rid of that. But HBO Max, it's like $20. So you wait until something that you want to watch is on there. But now it's like, you know, you got to, okay, is this movie going, how long is this going to be on? But when you have the physical copy, there is something about having the physical copy. And I'm wondering if I should go to the thrift stores and try to piece back together my DVD collections of Seinfeld and Boston Legal and Columbo instead of just depending on these shows to be on a streaming service. 803-0930, star 930. Our friend Terry is in Texas. Terry, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I'll tell you what, I was sitting here thinking, I think it's got to be a solid 4 or 5 years I've spoken to you around these times, every time. And this is the first time that I've had my Christmas shopping completely finished.
Wow.
I think I even once called you from, I think I called you from a Best Buy parking lot one time. I was getting ready to go in there and get one of those air fryers back in the day when those were popular and didn't come with ovens. But neither here nor there. Yes, the Christmas shopping. Now, I'll tell you what, a little fun story. You know, because I'm older, I try not to BS too much with my wife when it comes to these times of year, just because, you know, I know she wants something. I don't want to have to, like, drill it out of her, and I want her to be surprised when, you know, she gets her gifts and stuff. But I also don't want to waste my time looking for something that she's ultimately not going to like and then resent me. for the rest of the year. No, she wouldn't do that. She's a nice woman. But anyway, so what we do is we give each other options. Like, you know, here's five things that I would like, you know, maybe get two or three of them depending on cost or availability, things like that. And then, you know, you get what you want, but you're still kind of surprised when you're opening the boxes. Problem with this year is because we keep it pretty humble, you know, we got four kids among us, you know, and, you know, various family members like everybody does. She happened to ask me this year what I wanted for Christmas, and I may or may not have had a couple adult beverages, and I just happened to blurt out a PS5. Well, I didn't realize the PS5s are what they are as far as the cost goes. And so since we do things fairly, you know, I kind of got to equal the cost. I don't have to, but I'm equaling the cost of the PS5 and giving my wife that range to operate within for what she wants as gifts. That was a bad idea.
But the PS5 will pay off.
No, the PS5 is cool. I had her give it to me already just because I'm a big baby and I knew she had it because she messed up and ordered Madden. She ordered Madden on our joint Walmart account, so I got an email like, "Hey, your stuff's ready to pick up." And I look, and it's Madden, you know, with Allen on the cover and everything. I was like, "Oh, she got it. Uh oh." So that's how I was able to complete everything. But I will say this: I ordered everything online. I never left the house. I just kind of rolled with what she gave me to work with. And I'll never go Christmas shopping again because when I'm out here right now in some of these big box stores just doing my work, I don't know where the Christmas spirit went, but people are sorely missing it when it comes to who's going to get that $200 70-inch TV.
Even in Texas?
Even in Texas. And it's even worse because people are armed around here. They don't mess around. No, I'm just kidding. But it is, it's rough, you know?
Terry, let me ask you, the controller for the PS5, is it easy to get used to after you've had a PS4?
I've never had a PS4. To be honest with you, the last time I had a gaming system, I was in Iraq. That was like 2003, and I think it was a PS1. Okay. I haven't had a gaming system. That's what appealed to me. So the buttons and everything kind of came naturally to me, but it's funny. Like yesterday I was listening to your show, but at the same time I was playing Modern Warfare 3 or something like that. And I was really torn between the emotional roller coaster of going through Hallmark movies and then kind of having to do what I got to do on the battlefield. It was a good time.
Well, I'm glad that you're still listening to the station, even when you're playing the games. That means a lot.
Well, you know I got you, Joe. You know I got you. I love hearing your enthusiasm. And I was telling my wife yesterday, I was like, man, I wasn't knocking you or nothing, but I was like, Joe's talking about these Hallmark movies and all this stuff. I was like, but you can tell that the dude generally means what he's talking about. It comes through the airwaves, bro. Like, we talk about your love for Christmas and the time of year and the music and the movies and everything that you get into, the foods and the sights, sounds, smells, whatever. I can only imagine how excited you are to be sharing your first Christmas with your newborn. I'm sure he probably needs some sunglasses with the amount of pictures that he's had to take already, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great, Terry. I'm so excited for this weekend. And you know what? It's our first Christmas with our newborn and our last Christmas in the first apartment that we lived in together since being married. So put that together. So it's a lot of emotions this weekend.
I'll tell you what, and I don't want to go too far off topic or anything, but I genuinely feel like over the years I've watched you like come up, you know, from just the call screener or producer to part-time host to full-time host to fill-in host to trying to figure out, you know, what your love life was going to look like. Now you're married, talking about what's going to be like to have kids. Now you got kids. Man, it's cool to see you, you know, go through it. I know that's not the first time that I mentioned that, but no, I truly do mean that.
Terry, I appreciate it, and yes, we've come a long way since the 6:30 segment with you, me, and David talking about Tinder Gold.
Yeah, for sure. that's been a minute. I remember that conversation. I sure do. But
Terry, we got to.
You know, I don't want to take up.
Yeah, go on, go on.
I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody in Buffalo. Stay safe, stay healthy, be happy, enjoy time with your loved ones. Shout out to everybody at WBN. You know, I love and miss, you know, that area for sure, but, you know, especially around Christmas time because I spend so much time there as a youth. I know you got to go. Thanks again. Just hit me with that DMX Rudolph if you could before you go. It's going to be our tradition.
You got it, Terry. We will play that before the show's over. Hope you have a very Merry Christmas, you and the family, and go Bills. Terry in Texas, 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Forestville. That's where Neil is. Hey, Neil, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
What?
And in case Tom's listening, and David, and Merry Christmas to you guys and all the staff there.
I hope they're listening, Neil. What's on the agenda this weekend?
I am going to the casino tonight, actually.
Well, I hope you get a nice Christmas present at the casino, Neil.
Yeah, I hope I walk out with my shirt on at least.
Okay. Well, you set the bar very low.
Yeah, I'm also packing up a few cans of soup, and I'm going to tell my kids that I accidentally sent the shopping list to Santa instead of their Christmas list.
I love that.
Nothing like the look on his face when he opens up Campbell's soup.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Now go make some soup.
You know, if, for stocking stuffers, I think my idea would be, you know, maybe the electric bill, gas bill, start wrapping up the grocery bill.
Yeah, I would be fine. Put that in someone else's stocking and have them pay it for the next few months.
Well, you know, hey, don't be afraid to just throw somebody a few bucks instead of getting them, you know, something at a local gas station or piece of beef jerky. You know, $10, they can go buy what they want to buy, or maybe apply it to their massive debt or their bills.
Well, let me tell you, Neil, I've never been that late of a Christmas shopper where Christmas morning you'll catch me at 7-Eleven with a wrapping paper and a bow.
Yeah, with ATM 20s?
Yeah. Oh, these are so crisp. Yeah, I got them on the way over here.
Well, I hope you know, everything's good for your newborn and your wife, and I'm so proud of you, man. This has been an awesome year for you.
Thank you, Neil. Yes, it has, and I always appreciate talking with you. I hope you and the family have a great Merry Christmas, and I look forward to talking with you in 2024.
Did you get a chance to try making that sandwich?
I think that sandwich is going to the end of the year sandwich, because we've got a party tomorrow. I'm at the game on New Year's Eve. I think that's going to be my Dolphins game day sandwich, Neil. It better not let me down.
Yeah, well, make sure you toast the garlic bread first so you don't sog it out.
Of course. I can't wait. Neil, thank you so much, man. Have a very Merry Christmas.
You too, brother.
Yeah, Neil's game day sandwich. I have to. So tomorrow we're going to my in-laws, and there's going to be a ton of food, so that's out the door. The New Year's Eve, my wife and I are going to the game. I'm not going to be able to make that in the parking lot. I want to do this to perfection, because the picture that Neil sent me, it looks like the most delicious sandwich that I might ever have. So I don't want to misstep, right? And if I make it in the parking lot, it's going to be a misstep. So I think that's going to be my... Again, I think the Bills-Dolphins game, if everything goes right, is going to be an 8:15 kickoff. So that's going to be my Bills-Dolphins game day sandwich. And then we'll have to do a follow-up the next day here on WBEN, unless I take January 9th off, which maybe I should do just to be safe. We'll be back after this. 803-0930 if you'd like to join us. Beamer in for Bowerly on WBEN.